Tropical Storm Isaac will likely become a hurricane today before reaching the Louisiana coast overnight tonight. The storm is expected to bring torrential rain to Louisiana and southern portions of Mississippi. Some of the computer forecast models out there today have suggested that upwards to 18 to 20 inches of rain may fall in the, that particular vicinity near the storm center's location as it moves inland. The majority of crop country, though, in the lower delta will probably see rain totals in the 6 to 12-inch range, and that means portions of eastern Louisiana and southwestern sections of Mississippi. The further north the storm goes, the lighter the rains will become. 3 to 6-inch amounts will occur across portions of Arkansas and west-central sections of Mississippi, and then we'll see rain totals of 1 to 4.5 inches occurring across the rest of the delta, mostly with the greater rains on the west side of the Mississippi River. Portions of Tennessee and northern Mississippi may not see nearly as much rain as Arkansas. There is potential for damage across some of these crop areas in the lower Mississippi River Basin. The threat is probably highest for some rice across the region. Some eastern portions of Louisiana sugarcane country will likely be impacted as well, and then cotton will likely be discolored and perhaps even strung out of some of its bolls. We'll likely see the remnants of the storm move up across Missouri and into the heart of the lower eastern Midwest, and that will likely bring beneficial moisture across those areas. Rain totals will vary widely across the region, with 1 to 4.5 inches likely there as well. There may be a few locations that could get greater amounts of rain, but it's all going to come down to how quickly the disturbance moves through the region. And I think there will probably be a few pockets of greater rainfall across the area, but I don't think it will be generalized. Still, all the rain that falls from the northern delta into the lower parts of the Midwest will likely see a sufficient amount of rain to benefit the future crop development potential, as well as lifting the topsoil moisture somewhat. We will need follow-up precipitation because the moisture deficits across the region are still quite impressive, but still, this will be a major step in the right direction. Out to the west in the Great Plains, we're going to see dry weather dominate a big part of this coming week. Temperatures will be very warm out there as well. A lot of 90-degree highs expected. Extremes over 100 degrees will still be around in parts of the Dakotas, maybe even a portion of Montana, over the next 2 or 3 days. Somewhat cooler air will follow Isaac as it finally moves out of the Midwest, but we're not looking for temperatures to drop off in a cooler-than-usual manner anytime soon. But it wouldn't surprise me that sometime next week to get a little chillier air mass to drop into the region. Most of the temperatures across the region over this next 2 or 3 days will vary from upper 70 and 80 degree readings in the northeast part of the Midwest to readings that will be mostly in the 90s in the southwest. And we'll likely see temperatures over the coming weekend and into the early part of next week mostly in a seasonable range again, with temperatures in the upper 70s and 80s dominating a big part of the region. Our low temperatures at night over these next several days will likely be mostly in the 60s, with a few upper 50s occurring sporadically across mostly the eastern parts of the Midwest, but we could see some upper 50s returning to the northwestern corner of the region again as we move into the weekend coming up. The overall bottom line for the U.S. is still quite favorable, with the remnants of Isaac bringing the moisture into the region and favoring future crop development potential. But this drought has been very tough on many areas across the country, and there's still going to be a need for additional moisture. The one region that probably won't get a lot of moisture out of the storm will probably be still the southwesternmost corner of the Corn Belt, where additional rain will still be needed in a more desperate manner. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.